It is summer vacation season. But what are the rules of summer vacation? Counting down the top five. 1-800-330-9999. Christina, number five.
Number five. We came together. We leave together. No one separates from the group.
Oh, that's a good one. My mom and dad would not let us leave them for a second the 2 weeks that we were in Italy.
What?
We were by their side for everything we did. We went nowhere without each other.
I mean, you are grown adults.
Nope. We don't leave each other's side. We have to go to the bathroom. We're all going to the bathroom. We wait outside if we don't have to go.
Did you guys start to pace it like so that everybody would actually have to go to the bathroom at the same time? Because, you know, the first day or two, people want to be individuals. They're like, oh, I don't have to go right now.
No. And you know what? We never lost anybody. Nobody wandered off.
Well,
nobody...
How could you?
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes I want to get lost for a minute, you know?
Adam, number four, rules of summer vacation.
Go with the flow. If you know, if like something presents itself, don't be so strict to like with a timeline. You know, summer vacation, enjoy it. Don't be so strict with yourself.
That's a good one. And I'm one of those people that gets very fixated on this was the plan. This is what we're supposed to do. Just let it all go. Wherever the road takes you, go with it.
You know, that's good when you're all smart. Sometimes when you're in a group, one of your friends is dumb, and I'll be real. And you blow up the plan, and you're like, "This is stupid. We had a great plan."
Yeah, but sometimes you don't know where when the road. Hold on, what does Robert Frost says?
I don't know, but
the roads diverged in two yellow roads, and that I could only choose one. Whatever happened with the two roads?
Yeah, no, I think he went left.
But the less traveled one is the one
made
that
made all the difference.
You have
right.
to take go the less traveled road.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, good. That's exactly how I remember that poem.
Yeah,
it's wonderful. Good thing you're here to transcribe it for me.
Madeline, number three, rules of summer vacation, top five.
When I go anywhere and it's vacation, as far as food, calories does not count. So I eat everything that I desire, including fried Twinkies, deep fried corn.
Calories don't count. That's right.
On vacation, there are no calorie rules. There is a party going on in my mouth.
Indeed.
David, top five summer vacation rules. Give me number two.
Number two, keep your phone at home. Turn it off.
That's a big one. My wife just got back from a flyaway bachelorette party. She was like, I can't believe how little photos I have because I didn't take any photos. But everybody else did. They took photos. They had a shared folder. She looked at them after. But she's like, you know, I can't even remember this stuff. She's like, because I didn't have my phone. I was like, but listen. Did you have fun? She's like, yeah, I had a great time. I was like, because you weren't worried about taking photos or posting to anything or whatever. You just gave yourself 4 days to hang out.
It's so good.
When we go on vacation, I lock my phone in the safe. It never comes out. It's the first thing I want to do.
When I was just away for a couple of weeks in Italy, and you know, I'm so methodical when it comes to my social media and everything because it's, you know, it's kind of part of my brand. And just to be like, yeah, no, I don't care.
Yeah.
If I don't post for a week, I'm not posting for a week. It really felt good.
Right.
It really does to take that break.
Freedom. You have a choice.
Yeah, it's true. Shelby, give it to us. The number one rule of summer vacation.
Sunscreen, sunscreen, sunscreen. Always.
You know what? There's nothing worse than getting burnt on the first day.
Oh, boy.
Then you can't move. You're moving like a robot. Everybody shames you every time you say it out loud. You're like, what's going on with you, sunburn? Well, you should have wore sunscreen. Every single person, everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. People that don't even know you, they're like, well, that's what you get for not wearing sunscreen.
First day, I burned my feet.
Did you?
How dumb. Like, because you forget to put it on your feet.
Oh, no, no. You should have wore sunscreen.
Yeah. No, I should have. On my feet.
Good thing I'm here to tell you.
Thank you.